Not at the end, no. I've got to be honest. You're going to lose games. We know that. This is never ever going to be an easy game to come to. They're red hot, and there's a reason why the top of the division. Nobody's actually penetrated or took 3 points away from Sheffield United at this place, unless they've earned it. I thought, coming into this game, we're in a good frame of mind, and it showed. Other than that, the first mistake in the first 4 minutes, where we've given the goal through an error, we were the better side, I thought, going in at half time. So there was nothing between us. And the fact that we had two or three opportunities to score, Damien Mzika's missed from 6 yards, would have put us in a great position and would have got the crowd on their backs, and it would have made them a bit more nervy. And all the way through the game, you're staying in the game, you know that there'll come a time when we'll have an opportunity. But the second goal, again, and a little bit of a killer, we've give a free kick away unnecessarily. No need to challenge because you couldn't win the ball and the free kick. And of course, Kitson, who's one of the most dominating players you can play against, will, if it's put on the plate for him, he'll score. And, then that was a task which almost finishes off, really. The third one, I've got to say, well.
Any arguments with it?
No, I think, you look at it, they've come out of the corner, which we've worked hard to keep them in there, and they've obviously had a bit of trickery, got in the box, and you've got to put your, you've got to put your brakes on. You can't run into people, and I think that's just down to frustration. It wasn't any great play; it's just frustration, and of course we conceded the third goal. The game was over as a contest, but in large portions of the game we were very good, but it shows that. At times when we do concede, and particularly when we give away goals as we've done, there's a familiarity about them because it's happened time and time again this season that these little mistakes that are very, very costly. In fact, they weren't little mistakes, they were big mistakes. But, we know that we obviously can't dwell on this neither. We've got to move on to our next game. And I certainly have great belief in the players that we will keep working extremely hard, and there'll be times when we might lose a game like this, but we'll go on to win games as well, because I know that we've got it in us to win games.
That first goal from Niall, is that a video session goal that you'll be using in the future?
Listen, he's got to learn from his mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. We've got to learn from them, and now we'll have to learn from his mistakes. The one thing we can't allow to do is affect his game, because Niall's, he's in the team, and he'll be playing in the team. So, yes, when we make errors, as we have done today. And when I look at and you analyse, have they really penetrated? Have they really had shots at all? Steve Millenhall's had nothing to do, really, other than he's picked the ball out 3 times, and all from our own doing. So, I know there's a lot in us that we can actually get out. I will take parts of the game today where I thought we were very good at. I thought we moved the ball well. But we had a massive mountain to climb, particularly from the first goal. But we did look like it didn't affect us, because we were the better side leading into that first half. So I was delighted with the play and delighted with the opportunities that we had. However, we didn't take them, and we move on.
With the way that they were able to get the ball forward quickly from front to back, did that leave your team hesitant at times to commit men going forward?
Well, they did play to the strengths, and particularly with Kitson's strengths, they got the ball up them very, very quickly. There's not many centre-halves going to win a lot of balls against him, and it's how you deal with the seconds. And we knew that we were going to have to fight a lot, to win the seconds and don't allow them to get the ball down and play. As I said, I thought we dealt with it extremely well in periods. There's other parts of it that we didn't, and the times that we didn't, we conceded a goal.
What can your side learn from a game like this?
Cut out the mistakes. Simple, isn't it? We've got to cut out the mistakes, because we are giving teams points here. We're not they're not earning it enough. But as I said, it's a familiarity that has been going on all season. That's why we can't dwell on it. We can't you can't nail them for it, because at the end of the day, they've made mistakes and they've been costly. So, yes. They'll have to learn from it very, very quickly, but we've also got to move on.